This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The Front Range Passenger Rail Project is getting a big boost. Governor Jared Polis says the federal government is giving the state more than $60 million to upgrade a section of freight track between Denver and Boulder.
This will help us deliver Front Range Passenger Rail sooner, more successfully, here in the Northern Corridor.
Early Front Range Rail plans call for passenger trains to use existing freight tracks between Fort Collins and Pueblo. It's still not clear what the timeline is for the project. Denver Public Schools released more detailed criteria that it will consider when closing schools. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
How full schools are and whether neighborhood enrollment is declining are the first two criteria. Other factors include how many students choice out to attend a school outside the school's boundaries, programs that schools offer, building quality, and school performance. Superintendent Alex Marrero says some argue the district should have addressed this years ago when it first knew a demographic decline was coming. But
it's also preventing a full-blown crisis if it goes unaddressed.
He'll release a list of schools recommended for closure next week. The board will vote on closures 2 weeks later. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Sherry Wright will represent the 3rd Congressional District on the State Board of Education until January. Wright is replacing Stephen Varela, who resigned earlier this month to take a school-based position. A Republican Party vacancy committee appointed Wright Monday in Cortez. The district covers 27 counties in western and parts of southern Colorado. The seat is up for election, and Wright is one of two candidates running for the position. A wildfire near Divide was 60% contained as of last night. A lot of people are still out of their homes, and Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell says a lot of people want to return.
I can't let you back in until we can let you back in, and that has to come through a fire science method of really looking at the actions of the fire and making sure it's a safe time to go back in.
Evacuation orders are in effect for some 700 homes. Some schools have moved to remote learning in the Woodland Park School District. One home was burned in that fire. It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.